This story first, a pop-up pub's been created to help save a Hertfordshire village inn. In 2014, the White Horse was sold by McMullen's Brewery and has since had two change of use applications rejected. We're doing this now as the chair of the Save Our White Horse campaign, Ian Nielsen. Ian, very good afternoon to you.
Oh, hi, Roberto. How are you?
I'm well, so Ian, welcome to the programme. Which Hertfordshire village are you in?
So we're in Kimpton.
Oh, beautiful.
It is indeed, yeah.
I know it well. So what state is the White Horse currently in?
So physically, it's not in great shape. It hasn't really been maintained or looked after since McMullen sold it in 2014. So in that sense, it's looking a little bit sad and dilapidated. And we are currently, or we have been since 2015, negotiating and campaigning to try and get it back and get it looked after and back serving the community.
Been a long time. What does a developer want to do with this former pub?
Well, I think what most developers want to do with former pubs is realise the massive value increases they can get if they can get the change of use applications through. So on the basis that both previous owners have gone for change of use to residential, we anticipate that that's what he would like to do. He would like to get that increase in value and stunning investment return if he can get planning permission approved.
That is the state of play, unfortunately. What is it local residents and people like you want it to do, want it to become?
So we're looking to return it to what it was, a nice, much-loved, cosy, traditional country pub, good food, good beer, and a homely, relaxed and friendly atmosphere. That's what we're trying to do.
I was just Googling some pictures. I'm trying to envisage where the pub is, the White Horse. And of course, I now have seen the picture. I know exactly where I've driven past this so many times. I know exactly where it is. It is what you might describe as a proper pub.
It's a proper English traditional country pub in the conservation area of the village. It's an 18th century listed building, listed for its architectural and historic interest. It's protected through that, and it's also protected as an asset of community value. So that counts against any planning application, and it also gives the community a 6 months right to buy or right to bid exclusively. So it's quite a strong protection, which I'd certainly urge any other village pubs to look into.
So in terms of where we are at the moment, how much does the developer or the owner want for the building and how much can you afford?
So I won't talk specific numbers because we've obviously got negotiations underway, but let's just say we're probably about 40% apart. And on the basis that he paid 40% above the market value in the hope that he would get the planning permission that would more than double its value, we're a little way apart yet, but we're still talking. We're still still showing that we're interested.
This pop-up event you've created, just describe what happened there.
So this was our second event, and this is a way to just demonstrate that the demand is there, that the people do want a pub back, and it also helps us raise awareness and raise some funds. It's probably a good strategy to say to people, if you'd like to help us get a pub and raise some funds, come and drink some beer. So that's the idea, is that we use it to A, raise some funds, but B, to give the opportunity for people to connect and find out about what we're up to and hopefully join us and strengthen the campaign.
Ian, I really appreciate you and your fellow members campaigning to save the pub, but I don't think there's ever been a harder time to own and run a public house. If you were to reach a conclusion, an agreement with the owner, do you see it being a viable option of running it as a pub?
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing it, and the campaign wouldn't be doing it if we didn't think it was viable. There's a stunning statistic that you might want to, people need to bear in mind, that whilst pubs are closing at a rate of almost one a day across the UK, there are 150 community-owned pubs, like we are intending to do, that have been set up in the last several years, and not one of those has failed. There's only one which has been transferred into other ownership, but all of those community pubs, with their much lower overheads, much lower, a much more loyal clientele, they're all surviving, and some of them are actually thriving. In fact, most of them are thriving. We had one group from a local pub came by and joined our event the other night, and they were just blown away by the enthusiasm and excitement that there was around the campaign. So we believe it's viable. We've had an expert look into this and give us a viability report. So we're confident that with the right offer, it will be a viable option, just like all the other community pubs in the UK.
It is just a fantastic building. If you got your way, your campaign group got its way, Ian, would it be run something else? I mean, obviously a pub, yes. Would it have other facilities to alleviate village life? Because it, you know, being at the centre of the community could really make a difference for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's a group called More Than a Pub, which looks at what else can you do with your pub to make it more viable. We have got a really nice courtyard area at the back for you know, for outside events and outside drinking and socialising. There's a lot of upstairs space to provide community space for clubs and whatever else. So we factor all of those things into the business plan. So yes, you know, this idea of more than a pub, the pub is the heart of the community. You do what the community needs and wants. So that's our intention.
Ian, nice speaking to you. Good luck to you and your campaign group. Where can people find out more details of what you're trying to achieve?
So they can find us on Facebook at Save Our White Horse. I'm sure if they search that, they'll find it. We're also on our website, which has got all the information on it, some great FAQs, and that's at www.saveourwhitehorse.co.uk.
Ian, nice speaking to you. Ian Nielsen, chair of the Save Our White Horse campaign. You can find him on Facebook, as Ian says. If you know Kempton, then in Hertfordshire, you'll know it's a lovely little village. How best to describe this pub? If you could just picture in your mind a traditional English pub, the sort of pub where you go in and don't want to leave for hours, that's what this place is like, or used to be like. That's what it looks like.